one of the reasons is they regenerate and regenerate beautifully. Sure, there is a new look to this Hawthorn team with some star-studded role gold hit makers to support them. Harry Morrison's one of them. Joining us now, Harry, welcome to the program. I've got Brad Hardy and Tony Shaw alongside me to fire the question at you. But when you go into the sheds at halftime on Saturday night, did you have any inkling what was to come in that second half in that brilliant performance against the Crows?
To be honest, not really. We knew our potential, I suppose, and we'd had a fair few opportunities inside 50 in the first half, and I think we knew that we just had to capitalise on them and we'd be in good shape in the second half.
Hey, Harry, it's just an amazing half of football, but I always felt you're on top, especially the first 10 minutes of the quarter. Sometimes I think you can set the scene, even though it doesn't happen quickly and it took until half-time to work. But, yeah, your first 15 minutes, I thought, really was aggressive and took Geelong on, and they didn't look like they coped with it but worked themselves back into the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it nearly started in our warm-up. It was probably one of the loudest warm-ups I've ever been part of. And, the energy was right up there, and we had a really real focus on pressure. So, definitely saw it coming.
Well, sorry, Brad. You've seen the hard part of it, mate. You had an ACL very early in your junior career. So, working through that, do you see that as a benefit to make you know the disciplines that are needed to play even at the top level?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a pretty tough year. Going back, it was 3 or 4 years ago now.
Yep.
But definitely, you sort of know the work that gets involved in playing AFL footy, and it was sort of a character building exercise as well. Not being able to play footy for 12-13 months, I sort of fell in love with the game again after a tough period. So now's a blessing in disguise, I suppose.
And continuing on with that, Harry, it's Brad Hardy, mate. I'm channeling your late and great godfather, Kenny Judge. You got a bit of a taste of it last year. You're starting to feel more comfortable in your own skin in the team?
Yeah, absolutely. I think last year's game, round 23, it gave me plenty of confidence. Dating back into pre-season, I had a really strong pre-season, and I think that's held me in good stead so far this year. Being able to run out games and, really find a spot on the side, which is good.
Clarko's always been able to throw the boys around, almost like the magnets, wherever he likes, and they always seem to fit. Do you feel that is still the case today?
Yeah, a little bit. I think that's the beauty of having a few flexible players, and everyone's across everyone's role. So whenever someone is throwing a curveball, it's no dramas, and no one thinks twice about it. So it's good to have.
Take us through James Sicily. Now, I think the bloke's a superstar. I was wrapped in his game the other way, but we know what's happened down in the past. We know that he's lost the plot a couple of times. But to me, in our day, you would have given him a clippy on the ear. What is he like behind the scenes? Is he quiet in the rooms, or is he just that way all the time out there?
He's pretty quiet in the rooms. He's one of them blokes that serious case of white line fever, which he loves. So, it can be good and bad sometimes, but the good is really good. So, we just want to see more of that.
Hey, how prodigious at training can he roost the ball?
Oh, boy.
Because he seems to... It is honestly Tiger Woods at his best, bringing out the one wood, going back about 10 or 12 years ago. When he hits it, he hits it as sweetly as anyone in the competition.
Yeah, absolutely. He's always having hot shots from 60, 65.
Good.
In between drills and stuff, just doing extras and that sort of thing. So, he's done a fair bit of work on it, and paying off now.
In your shortest career, mate, obviously you're playing with some superstars, including Sean Burgoyne, but when you've been out on the ground, have you ever had an out-of-body experience when somebody ran past you and you'd watched them on the TV or whatever? Who's sort of caught your eye in that regard?
Not really. I was a Richmond supporter growing up, so seeing someone like Dustin Martin or someone like that run past, it can be a little bit funny, but when you get out there, it's just... You're playing a game of footy, and that's about it. So it can be a little bit of pinch yourself at sometimes, but it's pretty crazy being out there sometimes.
Oh, you're going really well, mate. How far can this team go, and how quickly can it get there?
Well, I think we've got plenty of potential. We saw on the weekend what we can do, so hopefully we'll sneak into the top eight and anything's possible from there. So, yeah, we're really hopeful for the year.
What's it like playing at Launceston, Harry?
I like it. It's one of the best, probably, surfaces in the AFL, and usually get a pretty good crowd there. So, yeah, it's pretty good other than being freezing cold.
Yeah, what's it, how do you go with the 3 and 4 degrees, trying to get the warm-up in those rooms?
Not too bad. We usually play during the day, so we've only played one night game there. But, yeah, it can be pretty cold when you run out, but we're usually pretty warm by the time we get out there. So you don't want to be sitting on the pine too much.
Well, you'll always stay warm if you're next to Isaac Smith, because his constant chatter would keep anyone warm.
Yeah, he's full of beans, Isaac. Love having him around.
Well, the upward spiral, keep it going. You're part of a new young breed at Hawthorn that is more than competitive and genuine top eight chance this year. Harry Morrison from the Hawthorn.
Another big H. How many big H's have there been in the history of the game?
Well, there's only ever been one.
No, one real one.
and that's the great H by Italy. It's 3.5 to 8.